Welcome. I'm Paige Estrotori, your informed voice for Financial Services Online's daily financial services news wrap. On this Saturday, September 28th, 2024, we delve into recent developments shaping Australia's financial landscape, starting with a celebrated victory for financial advisors across the country. The Australian Taxation Office, or ATO, displaying newfound recognition of their necessary role in our evolving financial ecosystem, has made the decision to expand tax deductibility on fees. From now on, ongoing advice fees are tax deductible, with this change sparking renewed hope for the potential of full deductibility in the future. This marks a significant stride in ensuring that financial advice remains both accessible and affordable to all Australians. In related news, our national economic stance presents a contrasting picture with the Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA, standing firm against government pressure to cut official cash rates amidst rising economic strains. Despite easing inflation, the RBA is insistent on maintaining the official cash rate at 4.35%, causing a bit of a stir within political circles. As we look ahead to the federal election in May 2025, it's expected that continued inflation within the target range may spark even stronger demands for rate cuts. Eyes are firmly fixed on the impending November meeting and potential confrontations between the RBA and the government. Switching gears now to the insurance sector, we are seeing an increased focus on compliance in the face of new regulations. The National Insurance Brokers Association, reassuring its commitment to the highest standards of compliance, has reported a surge in breaches, likely driven by the revised obligations in the 2022 code. In light of a significantly increased reporting of remuneration disclosure breaches, the call for improved compliance practices is stronger than ever. However, we are also witnessing an encouraging rise in self-reporting, an indicator of the industry's proactive efforts in compliance. Last but not least, a word of caution for those relying on Superfund retirement calculators. Super Consumers Australia has highlighted inaccuracies in these tools, urging for government intervention to ensure they provide reliable guidance. Critics argue that the current calculators don't sufficiently consider personal circumstances like homeownership and health needs, potentially leading to misleading advice. The call now is for the development of tailored financial planning tools to better position Australians for their retirement. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estrotori, for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Remember, for more insights, be sure to visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay informed.